good morning, Sarah. How are you? Very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Ken. I'm very well. Thank you.
So thanks for coming along. So we're talking about ladies' Gaelic football in a full non-competitive and social environment.
Yes, that's it. That's Gaelic for mothers and others in a nutshell.
So tell me about it, and tell me about it Donna Bates style.
Yeah, so as you said, it's non-competitive. So it's designed to get women out and, you know, a bit of fitness and a bit of fun and a chat. And it's for all ages, all abilities. Well, you have to be over 25, but that's not a problem for our team. We have all ages, 30s, 40s, 50s, everything playing. And
so why do you need to be over 25?
Because other than that, you're going to be too fit and too fast.
Okay, right. Like, the rest of us, yeah, okay.
Where mothers and others, so most of us are mothers. We, I suppose the others are the people who don't have the children, but that's not a prerequisite. But you do have to be of a certain age. If you're under 25, you're probably grand to be playing with, you know, a senior or junior ladies team in your club. So yeah, this is for us old timers. It's a mixture of people who maybe played in the past and they're a bit older now. They don't want to be all the intensity of the competitive stuff, or somebody like me who never played before and wanted to take something up just to get fit. So it's very accessible for everybody, I would think, regardless of playing experience or fitness levels or anything like that. And that's because the focus is on, you know, the social element, the fun element of it.
So tell me about the social element, and just bear in mind, I have seen your Facebook page and I've seen the pictures of the Christmas party.
Well, that would be a very important part of it, absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, the training sessions are lovely. We have this lovely coach, Willie, who's an absolute gentleman. And, you know, he makes everything so nice and so fun. And like, he'd never shout at you at the side of the pitch or anything like that. We might be playing a match and he'd come off and it might be going terribly. And, you know, he'd say, well, we might be getting a bit distracted there or something like that. And that's fine. And then after the match, the two teams go in and we have tea and coffee and biscuits and cake. So that's a very important part of it. And then we have other kind of fun stuff that we do and social stuff like that. You know, there's kind of blitzes during the year, and a major part of that, again, is the food. There's a lot of it that seems to centre around food. We do other bits and pieces as well. Like, we're doing, because it's January and we're all feeling very, it's not January anymore, is it?
Yes,
but we're still all feeling very full and unfit after Christmas. So we're doing 6 weeks of strength and conditioning first to try and get ourselves back in a little bit of shape again. That's very funny because we're all extremely sore then the next day. And then on Monday now, we're going to do a walk in aid of Pieta House, all together, the team, to raise a few funds. So lots of bits and pieces.
Well, that's great, because we have Sarah on this programme here and she works for Pieta, so she'll be very happy to hear that. So, I mean, I know there is a structure around this. You know, you have training and that takes place on Friday nights.
Yeah, we go down once a week and it would either be training or a match. So typically we might have training 1 week for an hour and then maybe the next week a match. By and large, you have like one or two matches a month. The Gaelic for Mothers and Others would have rules around you're not allowed to be playing more than that because then you're starting to get too competitive. And it's not a league because there's, again, like, there's, you know, winning isn't important. There's nobody getting promoted or demoted or anything like that. It's a round robin. So basically, kind of, we contact the other teams around the area and arrange a match. And, you know, they come to us or we go to them. So kind of typically one on, one off, that type of thing. So it's just like, it's once a week. And, you know, there are some people who are there religiously every week and other people with other commitments and so on like that, they dip in and they dip out whenever they can. And it allows for that. Like, it's not like a competitive team where, you know, you have to be there at the training and then you won't be played or whatever if you haven't been there. It's not like that at all. You turn up when you can.
So we just mentioned there earlier at the start, it was an initiative from the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. So is there many other clubs doing something similar around the area?
Yeah. Most of the clubs would have a Gaelic for Mothers and Others team. It's really, really popular. And you see that now with the blitzes. So every year they have the National Blitz, which is held in Port Marnock, and you apply to get through. And we got through and we're allowed into it on our very first year, but we haven't got it since, you know, because there are teams that come from all over Ireland.
Yeah.
to do that. And then like there might be a Leinster Blitz that's usually up in Navan. And then, you know, a club can host a Blitz then if they want. You know, we were at one a few months ago in Erin's Isle in Vinglas. So, you know, there's certainly an awful lot of it about, because it's great, like, you know, and people go around with all these t-shirts like saying, you know, best thing I ever did and everything like that, because like it's great. You will get a bit fitter and learn a new skill, but also like you'll just meet so many people and like-minded people and talk and have so much fun. So it's really popular.
Well, that's cool. And I say you have the Blitz. One thing forgive me, you know, some people call it stalking, I call it research. And you talk about the competitive side, and just before we started there, obviously I had a look at yourself, and you've won sprint titles, or, you know, you came, so how do you come, you must be really, really good.
So I have done sprint stuff like that, all right. And I actually, I got into it kind of through the Mothers and Others football team, because we were playing and, you know, you would have a fair bit of sprinting on the pitch. You know, you kind of stop, start, and then there's a ball in front of you and you charge after that. So you do build up a little bit of speed. And then there was somebody else on the football team who was in the local athletics club, and she was trying to put a relay team together. So she got three of us from the football team and asked us, would we make up a relay team with her? So we just did, and it was great. Like it's so much fun. So there's a lot of crossover. And it is, you know, you get people who are runners doing it, and so somebody like me who does running, I might typically play around the middle of the field where I can do lots of running, and then there's other people who don't like that, and they might play in a position like full forward, full back, or goalie or something where there wouldn't be so much running to do, but they'd be kind of more skilled, I suppose. And like I wouldn't be going for scores and stuff all the time because the ball tends to go all over the place, whereas my job is just to run, catch it, and then pass it on to somebody else who can do something else with it. And so there's lots of overlap with different sports, and you do actually get people coming in who played different sports growing up, maybe not necessarily Gaelic, but maybe they did basketball or hockey or something like that, and you can tell those people when they join, because when you get to do a match, they know about positioning themselves and you know that competitive instinct of running for a ball, versus somebody like myself who had never done any team sport growing up, and I found the matches extremely difficult. I used to panic every time I got the ball. It's very varied. It's great.
It is indeed. So if someone's listening today and they said, look, I mean, if they lived out in the North County somewhere near Donabate, and they wanted to join in, what do they need to do?
Well, I would look at your local football club, because more than likely they have a Gaelic for Mothers and Others team. And if they don't, there'll be another club somewhere nearby that does, and see if you can message the club secretary and ask them. And definitely do it if you're wondering, you know, oh, I wonder, will I, might I, you know, you'll get a bit fitter. You'll learn a new skill. You'll hopefully get to talk to some nice ladies, and there'll be tea and cake after the matches. So,
I mean, I have been watching Operation Transformation myself, and, you know, so is there an upper age limit? I mean, do you have to be not fit to start off with, or what's the process?
Not at all. Yeah, some people are worried about that. Yeah. Not at all. Like, as I said, like, we'd put you some, if you're not fit and you don't like running.
Yeah,
like,
can I be the goalkeeper?
Yeah, of course you can. Or, you know, go along to the training sessions first. So that's what a lot of people do. They come first and they say, I'll do a few training sessions before I do a match. And, you know, the training sessions are as much as you want to put into them. You know, you can charge up and down, or you can jog up and down, and you can stop and take a break. And like, you know, with people of all ages as well, and all fitness levels. So you just go as hard as you want to go, basically, and do as much as you feel like doing. And then when you feel like, and when you feel like trying a match, well, then grand. And people get hooked then, you know, you do a match and it's terrifying. And like, even still, like, I'm playing this 7 years, on the day of a match, my stomach will be churning all day. I'm giving out to myself because like, it's not competitive, it doesn't matter, you know, it's not an All-Ireland final, but I'm still a bit nervous about it. But then you get on and it's great fun, and then you get addicted, because, you know, just the satisfaction of, you know, getting the ball and passing it on and feeling like you've done something useful is great. Like, yeah, so it's very addictive that way.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thanks, Sarah, for coming along and telling us all about that. You're very kind there, you know, telling people about other clubs, but obviously you want to drive people to Donabate. So people are interested in St. Pat's and Donabate, and how would you get in touch with them about the mothers and others?
Yeah, if even just Google St. Pat's Donabate, Gaelic for Mothers and Others, we have a Facebook page, it'll pop up, or the main club website, St. Pat's Donabate, and there'll be a contact there. You can be directed into us, that's no problem at all.
Okay, thanks very much, and hope it goes very well for you.
Thank you very much, Ken.